In 5, 4, 3, 2. I know you feel someone can be so wonderful. Welcome back to the Sax Monkey Podcast, everyone. Third episode in. Let's go. Boy, well, it's great to be back. It's good. I'm still here, you know, feeling good. You know, school's in sesh now. First week just flew by. It's been pretty crazy. Shooting this on a Monday, so I just had my other first official Monday of school because I didn't have school on Monday for the first week and stuff. So, Jesus, I'm telling you, like, the first week of school, just I didn't even know it was at school because it was just like Tuesday was basically a very short day. Wednesday, because on day two, there's days one and days two, which is like a thing for Alberta, I guess. To all my BC listeners, this is different. You know, we got like semesters and day one and day twos are totally different. My day two, I only have one class, and then I'm out of there. It's right before lunch, and then I just get out of there, you know? A lot of people are jealous. I'm like, yeah. This is why you should fail math and go to summer school for math. Like, it works, baby. I got all the time in the world now. So, yeah, great way to start the podcast. So, I feel settled, you know, somewhat. I'm in grade 12 now. I'm feeling more powerful. I run the school. I haven't shoved, you know, some kids in the lockers yet, but it'll come. It'll definitely come. There's this kid that we were making fun of that had a mullet, a new kid. He's in grade 10. So I was like, let's bully this kid. Turns out he was one of the kids that I, coached last year. Cause I coached, my brother's hockey team. And, so shout out to Jack. It's my boy. I love the mullet. He even has like a fade and, you know, like two lines across. So that's just fucking sick. And I told him, dude, for playoffs, the Panthers or the Jets make the playoffs, I'm doing it. And I think I'm going to do it. Why not, man? It's going to look goofy for grad. But, you know, whatever, eh? I've been saying A a lot. It's so weird. Like, some people even caught me doing it. I'm just like, hey, pass me the fucking tape there, eh? I'm like, why am I saying A all the time? I even did that at work one time. I was just like, I was raking dirt or something or just patting it down. And this guy was like, oh, excuse me. I'm like, hey, no problem, eh? I'm like, what? Why'd I do that? Yeah, it's just, do you guys have like a go-to thing where like a go-to like response? Meaning like for some random reason, like, I've been caught so many times doing this, and I'm fucking stupid. Like, you know when, like, you're being handed your ticket to, like, a movie theater, and then the guy's like, enjoy your movie. I'm like, yeah, you too. It's been said a lot of times, but it's true. This has happened to me a lot of times, and it's not good. It's really not good. It's bad. Like, he just hands me the ticket. It's like, enjoy your movie, man. Yeah, you too. Oh, wait. You're working. You loser. No, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry to all the people that I've done that to. So, yeah. But, like, I mean, like, if you say goodbye to someone, and, like, what's your response? Because me, I'm like, have a good day. Like, say I go to the gym, and then I'm going, you know, out. Person, like the receptionist dude, will like, hey man, have a good day. I'm like, yeah, you too. I'll say, yeah, you too. And then they're sometimes like, yeah, you have a good day too, or see ya. No, I don't say see ya. I just kind of like, and I think a lot of people know that I do a little like gesture with like my hand. I do a little like, see ya later, like a little Han Solo thingamajig. That's just always been my thing. I hate goodbyes for some reason. It's a weird like thing. It's just, I could get pretty deep into it. I just don't know why I don't like goodbyes. Like, it's just kind of like a thing I have. It's like, fuck, how do I say goodbye? I don't know. Like, it's just kind of like, ah, yeah, goodbye. Because I'm weird. Yeah, so I'm just kind of weird at goodbyes. But there's also just like, what do you say in the morning? If you see someone, I don't really even say anybody's names. I'm kind of just like, sup? Or if it's like my parents, I'll be like, morning. Like that, right? But yeah, let me know what your guys' responses are. Like, go-to stuff. Like, yeah. I do say, like, see you around. See you around. But that's only been, like, a couple times. See, I've been meaning to, like, just change it up. Because sometimes I always have, like, a go-to thing. It's like, or even when, like, people are talking. I'm just kind of like, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many times I say yeah. Like, I say yeah a lot. Because it's just maybe, like, oh shit, I'm not really listening, so I'll just say, yeah, you know, but yeah, anyways, I'm gonna jump back, you know, school, it's been crazy, awesome, you know, I've never felt like this free. I'm gonna get deep into this. I never felt so free, you know, it feels good. I'm going in with a different mentality and stuff. It's my last year, so might as well just live it up, right? I've been hanging out with, like, different people. Like, stuff that I wouldn't do. Like, I'm just saying, it's probably just because I'm driving. Driving changes your life. Okay. Grade 10s, 11s. Get your drivers, learners, and then as soon as you can, get the test. It's stupid to wait. I know that some of you don't have, like, a car. I get that. But just at least you have it. And you could, like, beg your parents, like, yo, let me take your car for a ride. It's a blessing. It really helps. Because, the last week of school, like, last year just sucked. I don't know. Like, I was just in, like, I wouldn't say there was drama, but there was a lot of tension with a few people. I won't say their names, but it just kind of grossed out, you know? Kind of like threw me off. I didn't really want to be there and stuff. But if I could drive out of there, you know, I could get the fuck out. And now I can. I haven't ate lunch at school for like an entire week. So I'll see how it goes from there. But yeah, I've been, you know, talking to a lot of different people and stuff. Like, or even bringing back like more friendships that I used to have, right? So that's cool. That's what you need, right? Like, I always tell people this, or just, like, if it's hard to, like, I think it's stupid for, I don't like drama, I think it's stupid to, like, have all that, like, stuff built inside you, or just, it's annoying, it's just, it stresses people out, and it's just kind of, like, building all this stuff inside you, and you're, like, worrying about the wrong things. It's, like, when you're alone, you're thinking about stuff, and it just, it's not healthy, it's really not good. So, if something bad is happening in your life, you should obviously change it. Like, it's good. Like, I feel like that young people, including me, it's just like we fall in the trap where we think like high school is everything. But like, I've told people this. It's, to me, I think high school, it's not real. Like, none of this shit will matter. Like, you're lucky enough if you keep a couple of friends from high school to like, when you're 40, it's not going to happen. Like, you probably won't ever see these people again. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of like the hard stone cold truth. I mean, just fuck, like, if something's like pissing you off or just your friends, just you got to break free, you know? You just like, if nothing's going well, you got to like figure something out, because you only have one life. If you worry about the wrong people, or you're with, like, the wrong group, you just gotta break free from that, dude. Like, get out, you know, find yourself. I was, like, this whole summer was, like, a total, like, relapse. Like, it's been great. So, But yeah.
Wow.
Talking deep with Kyle. Whoa. Fuck. But yeah, I do obviously have some topics to talk about. LOL. So what is good, my dudes? Well, you know, a little bit here and that. Of course, thank you for everyone that like questioned or gave me questions and stuff. So I'll definitely use that. Your questions that you gave me because you fuck off. Weird thing that happened, and a lot of people aren't really talking about it. Kevin Hart freaking got in a car crash, people. I know this is probably like a week's old news and stuff, but like it happened. Kevin Hart got in a car crash. He's fine, I think. He's had some surgery. I don't know the whole gif, but I just kind of saw it on the news. I'm like, yo, that's intense. So yeah, that's crazy. And, other news like is kind of just like, not really much. I mean, Netflix is finally doing weekly episodes, not like I am, because I told you when should I do my episodes, either weekly or when I feel it. And I think I'm going to go with feel it because it makes sense. A lot of people are like, hey, man, I want to see this up. Keep her going, you know, and like get some more passion into it. And I'm very passionate with this. So I'll do it whenever I want. This one will probably go out whenever. This is on Monday, so who knows. Fuck it. I think we should just get hockey talk out of the way. I think most of you would kind of like that. So I'll take you there. But first, yeah, it's Gucci. Running back turbo. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. That's all my rap gigs. That's my rap gag of the day. Am I right? I basically like listening to like all the new. A lot of people know this of me. I hate rap. Probably like this new generation of rap just sucks. I won't get into it. I know a lot of you like it. I hate mumble rap. It all sounds the same. But all I know is the. Yeah, or the, you know, the extra stuff. I don't know what they're called, but there's this one guy in Migos. That's all he does is the, you know, or the Offset. Yeah, that guy. You know what I'm talking about. I know like all of those extra stuff, but I don't know like the other words. It's either like, yeah, bitches and money, got the trash in the bundle. Or it's easy to sound like 21 Savage because he's like, I got titties in my ass. Titties in my ass, yeah. Two cars in the garage. I got two bands on my collar. I got two ass. I got two everything. 21, yeah. That's my best 21. Let's go. Hockey news. What's up? Justin Williams is taking a break from hockey. He might not be. Justin Williams is the captain of the Carolina Hurricanes. Took his team pretty far in the playoffs, so that's awesome. I hope he comes back because he kind of changed that whole kind of like down low of the whole fan base, or just kind of like the culture in Carolina for like that team, like. You know, about the storm surge, you kind of, like, put that on. So I thought it was pretty neat. It brings, you know, the fans to the building. Whatever brings the fans to the building and changes some stuff up with hockey. So I think I like that. But, yeah, he said, like, the first time in his career, he just kind of, like, I'm not too sure about hockey. Like, makes sense. He's, like, 38, I think. Pretty older guy. Late 30s and stuff. That's kind of when retirement starts to peak in, but... Hey, man, like, he won a Stanley Cup. He's Mr. Game 7. Hey, it's like, shit happens, right? Nicholas Cronwall, I think that's his name. Cronwall for sure. He retired. There has been so many players that I love retire this year. Like, it breaks my heart. And Zetterberg not too long ago retired because of his back injury. No one talked about it. He's my favorite, one of my favorite all-time players for the Detroit Red Wings. And, like, what the fuck? Show some respect, man. Like, that guy, like, blew my mind every time he played. Just, like, this big two-way forward and just, like, destroy people and, like, just, yeah. And Cronwall, too. He's, like, that's the whole, like, nickname of Cronwall. People get Cronwall because he's just fucking insane. So, that kind of sucks to lose him. Yeah, he's definitely one of my favorite, like, shutdown defensemen. Yeah. Kind of sucks. Other hockey news. Clayton Keller signs an 8-year deal. Very good for Arizona. Love that dude. I don't really know much about him. Of course I do. It's just he's kind of like, I don't know. He's not really much. He hasn't had much of a team, like especially last year because everyone got like injured and stuff. He was just there. He was, you know, blowing it up over there in Arizona. But it's good that they still kind of need him. And they do need him. So Patrick Marleau is unable to sign with the Sharks again. It would have been awesome to see him in a Sharks jersey again. But guess not. Fucking dickheads, man. Imagine, like, old Thornton and old Marleau together on a team again. Like, oh, so good. Duh. That's when hockey was best, when they were on the same team. Yeah, and I'll get, let me, okay. For those, I need to, like, I don't care about any other thing. I gotta talk about this. Okay. You guys can skip the non-hockey people, but the hockey people that are here to see, I got another Jets sweater on top of here. Oh, and this picture right here is my favorite player in the NHL, Blake Wheeler. So it's a little new addition to the wall. Anyways, I need to talk about them because, yeah. Not too long ago, Jake Gardner was signed to the Carolina Hurricanes, and that sucks for the Jets. We keep getting fucked because we're not making moves because we have to sign two players, Kyle Connor and Patrick Laine. I am probably growing gray hairs by now. Like, all summer I've been waiting for this. All summer I've been, you know I have, you know I've been backing him up. You know it because all I do is talk about him on Instagram and stuff because I am pissed off. I've been backing him up. Kyle Connor, we need. He's a better all-around player. Definitely one of my favorite Jets on the team right now. There's nothing that kid can't do. But with Lonnie, he only has the goal scoring. Hopefully, he can change his game completely for next year. Because I honestly think he's going to destroy in the NHL. You don't even know, okay? You don't even know. Just you wait. On God, he will. He will destroy. Sorry. Like, there's no need to talk about Florida. Like, I'm beyond excited. I genuinely think we're going to make the playoffs this year. I don't care what people say. I'm parading. Like, I got two stickers in the back of my truck. Florida Panthers and Winnipeg Jets. You know it's me because I've been told I'm the only fucking idiot in Edmonton, the city of champs, to have a Florida Panthers sticker in the back of his truck. That is me, people. You see an orange Tacoma driving, pull down your window, say hi. Because that is me. What is good? We're good. We're probably going to make the playoffs. Like, I'm beyond excited for October. Like, let's just get it on. But with Jets, it's tough because we lost all our defensemen and we need a defenseman. Jake Garner's gone, and we probably could have used him, but he's gone because we need to sign these two players. Now, Justin Falk, right now, from the Carolina Hurricanes, is in trade talks with the Anaheim Ducks. We could fucking use him too. A veteran defenseman. Like, sorry, I'm just pissed off. But it's just, I don't know, man. I honestly don't think Lonnie's going to come back to Winnipeg. Yeah, you heard it here from me right now. He's not going to come back. There's been trade talks, trade rumors with Carolina, like, what the fuck, Carol? Get out of here. You guys are such spoiled brats, okay? Sure, we might get Svechnikov or whatever his name is, but that's a big loss to Carolina. I don't care, personally. Fuck you. We'll take him. But If he goes to Carolina, that's just like he's playing with Sebastian Aho, another Finnish boy. That'd be cool. But the only trade rumor I am totally 1,000% fine of, and you guys know this, is if Patrick Laine goes to Florida Panthers. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My pecs would get so hard seeing Patrick Laine, Finnish boy, and Alex Barkov, Finnish boy, play together. Oh, my God. I love Finnish players so much. I have a Team Yusu Laine poster outside of my room. It's beautiful. I think that country is becoming a big hockey powerhouse. Kaapo Kakko coming into the league. Like, let's go. That country is beauty. It's a fucking beauty, man. But yeah, that's the only trade rumor I'd be totally fine with. But it makes no sense for the Jets because it's like, sure, we get Mike Hoffman, but we need a defenseman. And the only logical defenseman I think I see is Matheson. And I've been watching his like off-season workouts. He looks like he's ready to come back. He was good 2 years ago. I loved him. But this year, asshole. He sucks. He's a dude that hit Pettersson pretty bad and stuff. So, rip on that. But anyways, just Patrick Laine, like, if you're seeing this right now, I love you, man. Like, I genuinely hope you sign back. Because it's just hard to explain. It's because I can see it. I can see it. When you're on, you're on. I wish it could be more consistent when you're on. Because when you're on, it's like, could be the greatest player in the NHL. I'm not even kidding. Like, this is, you're probably a generational goal scorer. And we could definitely use that. We need to see you in the league. I don't want you to leave this league. I love you. Please stay. It'd be much worse if Blake Wheeler was being traded. Like, I would be an absolute mess. But you know what? I think that's it for. I'll talk about the Edmonton Oilers for you guys, right? McDavid is looking pretty fly out there in the practices. He's back, baby, not injured. Let's go. Am I right, Oilers? Yeah, fuck off. So yeah, that's all hockey talk, people. You can skip right here. Right here. Yes. Awesome. Another thing, I have a story, at school that happened, I think it was, this Friday. Oh boy. I don't know if anybody, like, I hope, I'm not saying go out and fire this chick, but I'm not saying to not fire this chick, because maybe a lot of Storm Council, that's what we're called, the Storm Council, takes care of the school, runs it. If you're watching, maybe school president, shout out to Carter, if you're watching this, maybe have a little word with Mr., you know, the principal, about this little thing I'm about to say. I'm not, don't shoot the messenger. It's the messenger saw what happened and was just thinking it's bad. I mean, like, it's your job. Get on with it, Kyle. I know. So, Friday, I have film studies, first block on day one. And it's great. New teacher, she's very, like, excited and stuff. And I'm with four fucking kids. No one joined. It's sad. I'm probably the only kid in my grade, but we're watching Psycho, you know, Alfred Hitchcock theme. And then we're watching Vertigo. Anyways, Psycho is a pretty good movie so far. I'll get into it after I finish it, because I think that's tomorrow. Anyways. Man, I think these podcasts are going to kill me. Like, I can't breathe. Okay, wait, hold on. Get on with it, Kyle. I know. Okay. So, like, I think at least every year there's, like, a new, like, special needs helper, like, a person that takes care of, like, a special needs kid. There's just, like, one kid, I forget his name, he has redhead, he's very nice, but, yeah, he's in, like, one of those, wheelchair things and stuff, and he's, like, he's a funny kid, but it's just, like, okay. Just it's this is like, I don't know, maybe I'm being over exaggerating, but like, it's not good because I really felt like just screaming, like, dude, the fuck. So as we're watching like Psycho and stuff, they're like, I don't know where these special needs helpers come from. There's like a fucking pack of them at our school. Like there's now there, it seems like there's a pack. There's this one younger blonde one, and there's this one other younger blonde one, and there's this fucking other one, and then there's like this, the main Colombian now. She's like this like bigger Colombian. She's tries to be funny, tries to fit in and stuff, you know. But like they just change every year, and it's like they just run in packs, you know. And this chick, Colombian chick, she's just she just came in, and I was like, okay, they changed it, I guess. But yeah, so anyways, just this Friday was just bad. Like, so she's being weird, like kind of just like telling jokes and like talking and stuff to like all of like the special needs group. There's like four chicks in there just kind of like observing the movie like on the side, and there was like two just helping, you know, the special needs kid, right? And the teacher, she's new. She doesn't like know like completely what's up, but like I've seen this shit before. It's like, that's your job, is to take care of them. Like, sure, you can, like, socialize a bit, but, like, this next part is kind of crazy. One thing is, don't talk in a fucking movie. That's fucking rude. Especially a fucking movie that's audio is, like, super low. Like, come on. It's fucking, like, 1960 movie, man. Like, just shut up. Just go outside. So they do. And guess what? They don't take the special needs kid. So what they do, they're just like, she lets down her hair, right? You know, takes off, like, her, like, thingy. And then they all go outside, and they're all talking. What if the kid is just staying there? He's just alone. He's just fucking, like, and then he accidentally drops his, like, book and stuff. The teacher finally, she's, like, wondering, like, when the fuck are they coming back? He didn't even tell the teacher that you're going. That's your one job. You're supposed to take him with you, man. Like, what if the fucking guy gets hungry, or he's just like, you know, it's just like, I feel so concerned. I almost got up and like, hey man, like, I'll take care of you. So the teacher finally got up, picked up her book, and was just kind of like sitting there, just like, okay, fine, I'll take care of her. Not a single word was talking to the special needs helper and the teacher, because she knows what's up. Be a be that person, be like, yo, this is your job. Okay, you can't just leave her, like, him alone like that. That's fucked up. It was fucked up. So, I'm not saying go and fire her, but, like, you don't just do that. Like, it's pretty, like, not okay. I mean, you're there for one reason, not to talk with, like, people that are, like, 20 years younger than you, bud. Like, fuck. So, I just needed to get that out of the way. Go fire her. I don't care. It's done. I'm telling you to fire her. But tomorrow's class, we'll see what's up. But then you should probably go fire.
I think that's it. I'll get into the questions now that you guys send me, and like a whole bunch of people send me, so I think this will take up more of the time. Because I love talking to you people. Pretty stupid. All right.
So, first, these questions are all answered on Instagram. I only have like one Twitter account, and that's my main account. I'm not gonna make a Sax Monkey Twitter, and just put them in one, because you get my little Kyle side, and you get my Sax Monkey side, which is like, yap. It's different with Instagram, but anyways, this is all answered on my Sax Monkey Instagram. Go follow it, _ Sax Monkey 1x _ gang. Ugh. So, Thomas, my buddy, old pal Thomas, asked me a question. Can I come on? No, you can't, because I am straight. Funny joke. A lot of people were asking me about being a guest on the podcast. I'm thinking about it. I have a lot of ideas and stuff, but I'm not gonna like shoot the gun just yet. There's going to be a podcast guests very soon, collaboration, if you will. I won't spoil it just yet, but you'll see it on my Instagram or Twitter. Fuck. It's going to be pretty good. So let's go. And to answer your question, Thomas, yes, you will be a guest very, 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 very soon, because I want to listen to your stories, and I think a lot of people will. You're my skinny pal, and I love you so fucking much. Ava_07 asks, what is your opinion on the onslaught of pumpkin spice products now that it's fall? So basically, do I like it? I don't know why pumpkin spice, everything has to be like in fall. Like, I get it. But why not December? I feel like December would be like lit for pumpkin spice everything. Yeah, sure, we got cotton candy and all that stuff. Cotton candy hot chocolate is okay, but it's not that good. I'm sorry, Tim Hortons. It's not that good. Because I fuck with Tim Hortons, okay? Tim Hortons is sick. Like, if I got like one American listening, like, sorry. I don't fuck with Dunkin' Donuts. Only Tim Hortons, okay? But to answer your question, yeah, it's cool. Pretty lit. I think the memes go a little too far. Like, oh my god, girls, we gotta get the pumpkin spice lattes. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't get it. It's good. You know, I really like it. Pop Boy 8910, Tyson, my boy, he asks, what are your thoughts on the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare? Boys, I'm not like an extremely big gamer. I do play my video games here and there. I'm like, you know, mostly I play Chell, play a lot of Chell. I probably have a lot of hours on NHL 19. Actually, I checked last night, 11 days worth of hours. So you add all that up, and that's like 264 hours. So that's a lot. But my thoughts on the new Call of Duty, I haven't played the last two. I think it was the World at War, World War II one, and Black Ops 4. Didn't play that at all. Didn't even like buy it. My brother did, but... No, like, honestly, like, the Black Ops series is my favorite, but only 1 and 2. But, like, all the Modern Warfare series is... Sorry, no. Black Ops is not my favorite, but Modern Warfare is. It's always been so consistent. And I love the stories, and I love, like, the sounds and stuff. And it's so good. We don't have any of the fucking, like, jumping crazy shit and stuff. Because it's on the ground, you know? Modern Warfare 4 is probably like my most hyped game so far, except for Shell 20. So yeet. Yeah, very excited for it. Also, I downloaded Cuphead. It's a very tough game, if you guys didn't know. It's a 1960s or like 50s style drawings. You know, like the old Mickey Mouse drawings back in the day. It's kind of like that style. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a story about like these two cups and stuff, and they gambled a bunch with the devil, and they need to get these contracts back or they just die. That's simplified. It's hard and it's a stupid game, but I love it. I'm passing this one person's question because I think it's pretty good and I think it will take up a lot of time. So, sorry. My cousin asked me a question, Alex Ribeiro. He's going to be on the podcast when I go back to my home. Well, my home before, Prince George, BC. Shout out. Thinking about doing a podcast episode with him and all my other BC people. Leave a comment if you wanted, you know. Be on there with me. Because I know, shout out to McNitter, one of my boys, John, has like a video, like production, if you will, and they are pretty funny, so I might want to get in with them. I'm sure they have a lot of stories, because I left there not too long ago, and they probably have, like, 5 years worth of stories, so. And a lot of them I haven't met before, so that'd be cool. Anyways, his question is, why did you decide to make a podcast? Well, of course, you guys know that my other one didn't really succeed well, and you know what? I just kind of thought, like, why not? Because you see a bunch of these grade 12ers that I'm still kind of friends with that graduated a year or 2 years ago, and, like, Andrew, one of my friends, and Matt, they're doing a lot of great things out here in the city, and, you know, they're doing their own thing, and, you know, it takes, like, a few, like, it takes one person to change the world. I'm not saying I'm here to change the world, but you know what I mean? I'm just, like, doing something that I love, and I love to, like, it's always been kind of like a thing to get out there in the internet, and I don't know, I'm not saying I want to be big, I just want to, like, at least be locally known, and that'd be cool. Like, I always thought, like, podcasts are pretty cool, and, yeah, you could connect to some people, and that's what I like. Like, I hope I can at least, like, touch someone's day. Like, oh my god, I had a voice crack. Someone's day. Anyways, I hope I can touch somebody's heart a day. You could be listening to this podcast in like your truck, your car, you know, around the house, cleaning stuff. It's whatever you do. I hope I touch you. I touch you in the feels. I hope I touch you in the feels. So yeah, that's why I made the podcast. Yeet. Dusty underscore 56 Juliana. That's probably another, you know, podcast guest I'm willing to pursue, because she has a YouTube channel as well. Go follow it, Juliana Dust. Pretty funny stuff right there. I honestly think if you go far with it, you might become very popular. So I suggest you watch that. She asked, and these are like two like on same stuff like questions. So what is your opinion on high school and the stigmatizations, I'm probably reading that wrong, stigmatizations associated with it, for example, social groups, drama, nerds, and other groups, dating, etc. Whoa, okay, that's a freaking sick question. Jesus. They're still there. I'm like pretty sure, like, I can see it. You go around the school and you obviously see a lot of like stigmas for sure. You see a lot of groups. Me, I don't know where I stand. Maybe a lot of you could probably say it, but I like to consider myself to be not anywhere. You know, it's kind of like I feel like I'm pretty independent a lot of times. Especially this year, hopefully. I don't think I'm in a group. I sure like to be well-rounded, if you will. Like, I'm in a lot of drama stuff. I was in the theater production last year, so that's stuff I like. But yeah, there's definitely groups out there. Yeah, that's just kind of like a thing I said earlier in this episode, like, just all these, like, maybe, like, stigmas and stuff, they won't last. Like, I think that's why high school is bullshit. It's almost like they have to throw you in the group. But the thing is, you don't have to change yourself to be in any group. I don't think, like, if you like being a drama person, if you like drama in itself, just because your friends don't do it doesn't mean that you don't have to do it. You join it. Like last year, I took a chance on myself. I joined like a play, and I got a leading role. And that was crazy. I'm not saying I was really good at it, but I think it was pretty cool. So I went out of my way to do that. But yeah, you guys know what I mean. You know, you guys know what I mean. And the whole dating thing, I think it's stupid to date people in your school because if you break up, you're still with them. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Because you don't really get enough, like, air or space because you're, like, constantly there with each other. And then it's like, well, what do we do now? You know? It's just kind of like, you know? But, sometimes it works with me personally. Like, I'm not there just to, like, me, I'm not looking for a relationship at all. Like, but I say that, and, you, like, life is crazy, people. Sometimes you might, I'll say it, and, you know, maybe a week later I might find someone. You never know. But, like, yeah, I'm not really looking for anything. I think, for me, it's kind of like, I'm not there to, like, date someone and just, like, have, like, experience for the next one. Because if I'm dating, there's no next one. I'm thinking all for this person and nothing else. Like, you take it day by day. Dating is, like, you take it day by day and stuff. You don't think about the future or the past. But that stuff obviously has to blend in. You can't always think about that, but you have to in some ways. It just all kind of, like, it's in the middle here. It's all being splashed in blendedly. You know, it all has to, like, all blend in, but it has to go both ways. If the relationship doesn't go both ways, meaning, like, you're putting this much effort and the other person is not, then it's, like, not a big fix. And with this age, you got a lot of time. Okay, you're like, what are you? You're fucking 14 and you're dating? Come on. You got a lot of life. I'm not saying this is the underworld if you break up with someone. Like, fuck, there's a lot of fish in the sea. You know? Don't take dating advice from me. Fuck, I've only been in one relationship, okay? But just saying, you know, even if you're not in a relationship and you feel like you have to, buddies, relax. Like, this is grade 10 or 11 or 12. Like, just breathe, you know? I'm getting all over the place here. But, yeah. Yeah, that was a really good question, Dusty. I think that's it for the podcast episode. I think this is a very short one. I got a test. Oh, wait, no. I dissected a heart today. And if any, like, Game of Thrones fans, like, I feel like Daenerys holding a heart, you know, like the horse heart she had to eat, has to eat because she needs to be a part of the Dothraki group and stuff for, like, her, you know, partner. God, I forget everyone's names. I'm so sorry. But, like, when she eats a heart, that's what the heart looked like. You know, I didn't feel like eating it, of course, because that's, you know, like, a little gross. You know, just a little gross. But yeah, I did most of the cutting and it was kind of gross. But yeah, speaking of, like, disgusting, I watched Brightburn the other day. It's basically like an evil, like, Superman. Like, it's like the whole, like, origin is basically the same thing. Crash lands on Earth, family finds it. Oh my god, yeah, it's an alien. Doesn't tell him until, like, he's a bit, you know, older. He was, like, 12 when he found out. It's basically just evil Superman kid. And it's crazy. You go watch it. It's gory. It doesn't give a fuck. The ending is just kind of like, yeah, fuck you. We'll do our own thing. It's crazy. It's crazy. Go watch it. It's cool. I watched It 2 yesterday, and, I'm not a big, like, I didn't read the book, and a lot of, like, the book readers were kind of like, oh, man, that was lame. That sucked. The movie did get bad ratings, but honestly, I wasn't a big fan of the first one, but the second one was awesome. I thought it was really good. Like, the cast was, like, outstanding, obviously. There was one scene. I'm not spoiling anything. It's just a scene, but there was just one scene where, like, Pennywise is, like, honestly, like, just luring a kid under, like, a bleachers and stuff with, like, a ladybug, and she, not a ladybug, I think a firefly, and she goes under like, the bleachers and stuff at, like, a baseball game, and he's like, oh, man, yesterday I could do such a good Pennywise, but I don't know if I can anymore. But it's basically,
man, that's so bad. Wait.
No one likes to play with me because I'm ugly. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I'm ugly too because I get bullied all the time because I have, like, this mark in my face. And then he's like, what if I just blow that away in the count of three? And then, but you have to get closer. And then she was like, okay, that's kind of weird though. And then he's like, yeah, because my face is so ugly and I get made fun of all the time. And then she's like, yo, me too. So she gets closer and then he counts three, two, and then stops. And then he's just slobbering with that stupid fucking face in his eyes. And she's like, you're supposed to count to three. And it was just like so quick. And he chomps off her head. That is the only scene that freaked me out. And especially like the beginning part, which like, maybe I don't know, like, cause a lot of times it's like, God, why is this so controversial? Like if you watch the beginning of the movie, you'll see why. I don't know if it's controversial. I haven't searched up. But, like, it's basically just these two gay guys dating, and then, gets beat up. One guy dies from Pennywise. It's you'll see it. I don't know why that stuff is so controversial. It's just, like, bruh. But, yeah. Anyways, it's a pretty good movie. I liked it. I think this might have to say goodbye to you guys. It's been a great episode. Love you all. Follow me at @saxmonkey_ on Instagram. Or follow my personal account at @edmcityedmonton. Oof. And then follow my Twitter at @yegcityhouton. Oh, because someone took EDM. What a dick. Anyways. See you guys next episode. It's going to be a collab, hopefully, if it works. So be excited for that. And guess what? I'll fucking see you guys after. Goodbye.